Hey, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all these other places people like to listen? How do I make my money from my podcast? The answer to every single one of these questions is simple. Anchor. Anchor is the one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. And ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you up with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I've been using Anchor for 3 months now, and it's been wonderful. Like, usually I use YouTube, and the difficulty of going through watching, you know, videos on how to make music, get my own free music, and Anchor does that for you. So if you ever wanted to start your own podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. To join me and the other diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What is up, guys? I just want to give a quick talk on the game I'm currently playing right now to give you guys a quick update. This is not going to be like my usual podcast, which is going to be like long. Stuff like that. And I just want to give it in because I just decided, why not, you know? Might as well just go in and I have the time to go talk about it. So right now I want to talk about Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I just got the Switch just recently. I think I told you guys that. I'm not sure. But at the same time, I got it. And I enjoy it so much. Like, this Nintendo Switch, I heard it like outbeat the PlayStation 4 just recently, or it was like maybe last year, something like that. But like, PlayStation's been at the top for the longest time, and that's my go-to system. But then for it to be passed by Nintendo Switch makes me even happier, because I like buying game systems that, you know, have games on it. So I had an Xbox and it didn't, you know, it just sat there and collect dust. And any game I was waiting for, like, pretty much I had it. But it was only for my friends. But they, when I was like, had the system, they didn't even play games. It was just like, what's the point? So I might get the new Xbox that comes out, whenever that is. But we're here for the Nintendo Switch game, Nintendo Switch DS, or not DS, more like Nintendo Switch, gosh. And just all the features that come with this game. It's just, let's see if I can kind of turn on. Oh yeah. This I'm like looking at it right now, and just the features that it has on it. It feels so easy, so portable to take with you, and just it's just so easy. Like, I can take it anywhere and play it whenever, and like, that's what I wanted to do with my games, you know. And this is like, mind you, it's triple A games that come with this. So like, so eventually I'll be having games like Fortnite on here. I mean, they have it on here, but I'm saying, like, I don't even know if I can consider Fortnite a triple A game, because it's still not finished. But it's an online shooter game. So again, like, I always wanted to play Fortnite, you know, without having to be home, because there'll be times where I'll be like, yeah, I want to play Fortnite, and, you know, playing on the phone just isn't the same. And so I get that kind of feeling with the Switch, but it's like way past my past what I'm thinking, you know. And it's like, when I played Fortnite with Jeez, I'm losing my words. But when I played Fortnite with the Xbox, the thing was that, like, it was learning the controls. It still felt easy, just, you know, learning the controls, learning how to do all that stuff. But obviously with the phone, you're not really having that much of an option to do that. But with the Switch, it felt natural again. It felt, you know, like I could play, I could actually play. That was one of the things I was worried about. I was like, I don't know about getting this, because it doesn't feel like, you know, a PS4 or Xbox controller, stuff like that. But then I got it. It felt comfortable, like, immediately. And I'm loving it right now, and just, like, I don't play it as much, because like I said, I'm playing multiple other games, and trying to get things situated with cosplay, with work, life, and just trying to get everything straight out. So, like I said, I don't have, like, I'm a gamer, but, you know, a gamer who doesn't get paid yet, you know, from his podcast or Twitch, which also I'm making. But in the meantime, like I said, just right now, it doesn't seem like the Switch just seems really good as a system. I strongly suggest getting it, because again, like, you can take it anywhere, and especially like, what are the games I'm trying to think of that are like stuck in my head? I know it's going to be on the Switch. Like, this is one bloody game that's coming out on the Switch. And it's like, again, like I said, it's, I keep saying and again, but it's freaking, jeez, I want to say and again. but it's like the freaking games that you can enjoy. Just, and they're, again, the triple A games that are coming to you that you would normally get on PS4 and Xbox. You know, never Nintendo. And Nintendo's opening up their priority, or their box. They're opening the doors for bigger games like that. So, which makes me more happier. Because I know one of my friend is planning on getting a Switch. But at the same time, he's like, this will be a great opportunity because I can get this game that's coming out on all consoles. And that way I can play this game whenever I want. Instead of, you know, just having to be at home, blah, 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 this and that. Which is great, which I think is awesome. Because I'm like, that's probably the best option. Because, like, there's times where you're at work or, you know, bored doing something at the doctor's and you just want to play your game, bring it with you. And then, if of course, you bring the, you know, the console thing that you put it to plug it in your TV, you can bring that, you know, anywhere to your friend's house, family. And it's so easy to bring. It's so easy. Like, it's, you know, it's better than bringing your whole console with you. And sometimes even bringing your whole TV, which I've done multiple times to, you know, go to my mom's or something like that. You know, bringing my whole TV. But it definitely helps in the long run. But that's just me talking about the Switch and how cool it is, and how you guys should definitely, how much I suggest you guys go get it. Maybe wait till there's a sale on or something, but I honestly think all their games right now are like high priced. The only game, again, like I said, I have right now is the Nintendo Switch. I have, and they have like a thing on there where you can play like old classic games on there if you have the online. But for Legend of Zelda right now, that's what we're talking about, is Breath of the Wild. This is my first Zelda game, so don't slander me, don't punch me, don't be like, can't believe it, Brian, you never touched a Zelda. Shut up, I don't care. You know, my parents never had money for me to play Zelda games, okay? Literally the only Zelda game that I played back then, I think it was on the, I forget, it was on the handheld that flipped up and down. It wasn't a Game Boy, it was like an SP or something like that. I don't know what they're called anymore, but like, that was like the only time I had the Zelda game, and it was like, it was a really old one. Like, it wasn't even like, it was like back Nintendo Mario style, the first Mario game kind of thing. And that was like the first Legend of Zelda game that I was playing. And so of course, like, for me, that wasn't really interesting. Because even back then, I tried to get into it, but there was already like other stuff that was out there, like GameCube and stuff like that, that I could have played. But my mom didn't have the money to afford for me to, you know, buy it, especially being that kind of age and kid. So I couldn't play. So my only chance right now has been only Nintendo Switch Breath of the Wild. My friend has it on GameCube. I'm definitely going to try to hit him up now that I know more about it. But I definitely know all, like, majority of the Zelda games are really long and like a lot of puzzles and just learning the game. So for my first experience ever playing, it's definitely something that you just want to learn and pick up, because it's a fun game. And like, at first I'm like, what if I don't like it? What if I don't know the characters? You know, it's completely, the whole faction of it is completely erased. You will miss some Easter eggs if you never play this game. Like, I see some videos out there that talk about the Easter eggs that you might have missed. And, like, I see it, and then I, like, man, I wish I played the, you know, old Zelda games, because I would have seen those Easter eggs and, like, would have been like, man, that's so good. But right now, I'm currently just enjoying the game for what it is. It's definitely hard. It's definitely, like, you know, tedious, you know, going through this, but it's, like, a good type of tedious. Like, not how, like, if you guys watch my Assassin's Creed review podcast or listen, definitely didn't enjoy it. Definitely hated it. Did not like it. Because it was just, it just, all the missions felt forced on. None of the missions were open. And, I mean, not open, but most of the missions on Assassin's Creed were just, they didn't feel, they all felt the same. If you'll hear me more rant about it more, just go to the podcast about Assassin's Creed review. But with this one, every single mission feels different, unique. And, like, I just feel like a hero. Like, you know, and like, I love that aspect of the game, that it gives me that personality to feel like I'm a hero, like I matter, like the choices that I do matter, or how I play this game, you know, and saving the princess and stuff like that. And the quest, you know, makes you feel that way as well. So I'm really happy how that came out, like, with the game. And so that, like, pushes me, that really pushes me to play it even more. Like, again, I said, like, there's times where I take a small hiatus with the game, like maybe 1 or 2 days not playing it, but then I pick it right back up because I'm wanting, again, to know the story of the game, the knowing the story of what happens next. So that's what makes me really happy. The controls are something that, again, it feels right when you, like, I don't play with the Switch thing where you can make the sticks a controller, even though I had the choice to, because for me right now, I'm comfortable with just using both wireless, because for me, I feel like that's helpful, because sometimes I get lazy and I don't want to have one hand up, so I have one hand just doing stuff, just walking around if I'm walking in a straight direction for like a long period of time. And for me, that's stuff that I really appreciate. Because you don't have to use, you could use a controller, but, you know, for me, I'm just like, I don't really care, like, to set it up or whatever. I don't want to go to the hassle. It's not even that I don't want to go to the hassle, it's just I don't really care. It's just I'm more comfortable with this. And that being said, I love the game from start to, like, I'm, like, scratching the surface now. Like, I'm really scratching the surface. I'm collecting orbs. I'm, you know, getting missions done. Like, I got, for one of you guys don't know, it's not a spoiler or anything, and for you people that are already beating it, it's just, I got done with the part where you defeat one of the mystical beasts in the game. So I just defeated the elephant in this game, and it was, like, definitely, like, I enjoyed it. Like, it felt fun. Like, and I can't wait to see what else happens for the next, you know, beast that I have to fight. And, you know, the people that you meet feel real and fun, and it feels like everyone has a different personality in this game. And I love that about this, especially for being open world and stuff. I really feel like I haven't even touched the surface with this game. But I just wanted to give you guys a quick update again, because I'm enjoying games now. My friend got Red Dead Redemption recently. And he's like, I'm watching him play, and I'm like, I can't wait to play that. But I can't play that because I have Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out this week, or next week, Tuesday night, I think I'll be able to see it. I can't wait, I'm excited. But we're not here for Kingdom Hearts right now, we're here for Zelda. So if you guys, you know any tips, again, like the game, I like how I switch so quick like that. I love the game. Definitely pushes you out, like, to freaking, you know, doing RPG things like cooking, getting meat. This weather, gosh, the weather in this game is so freaking. You either hate it or love it, but, like, I have mixed feelings. Like, I love it and hate it at the same time, because there's sometimes you can't do certain things because of the weather. And, like, the weather, I thought, you know, stormy, you know, it's weather, you can still continue your mission. But in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, like, if you're trying to climb a mountain and it's raining, yeah, good luck. Pretty much, you might as well just wait out the storm. And mind you, if the storm gets crazy, it will start electrocuting the ground. It will literally, it could kill you. Literally, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to find shelter or something. Like, that stuff like that, like, that the game creators put in the game makes me really appreciate it, because most games is just like, oh, storm, you know, I'll, you know, pass it, you know, who cares, really don't sense of threat or whatever. But in this game, it's like, yeah, you better find shelter. And then also, with that being said, you have to change your weapons too. So if you're wearing like armor or something like that, that's, this is like, again, like, I give them so much kudos for this, because like the freaking the game like says you better change your armor or else you will get electrocuted. Because again, that's common sense. Like, if I go outside during a storm and wear something like full on metal and just begging for the storm to freaking taste my booty cheeks, you know, I better take it off. So I really appreciate that in the game. I'm so happy about that. And so happy, like, when I first saw that, like, at first I was like, why am I dying? What's killing me? And like, I hear this statically, I'm like, maybe I can dodge it. But it turns out I had to change my whole outfit and the weapons that I used, you know, to wooden weapons and stuff like that, which I really appreciate in the game. Again, sometimes they get annoying, but most of the time it's just like, I really appreciate it, and it's like stuff like that really makes a game really good. But that's pretty much what I have to say about Breath of the Wild. If you guys have any comments, I don't even think you guys can leave comments, but if you guys want to, you guys can leave claps, I believe. Follow me on my Twitter, Instagram, hit me up, DM me, message me, let me know what you thought about the podcast. Give me tips and tricks, whatever, about how to play this game, because like I said, I'm learning, but at the same time, I'm like, gosh, how do I get shelter? How do I, you know, get certain foods? What do I sell? And like, you know, from hearing from the internet, a lot of people are like, don't sell anything, you need it. And then I'm like, oh God, I can't sell anything, so everything I get, I need. I'm just like, oh gosh, I'm just lost for words right now. But I'm really thankful for the creators of Nintendo and whoever created, you know, Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Appreciate it for newcomers and stuff like that, because I definitely, like, feel like this is a breathtaking game. Yeah, I think it is old. The game is a year old or something like that, or 2 years old or something like that. But I really still like, it's still good. It's still so good. And I recommend it still. It's like $60, but like, I think you can find a sale once in a while to where it's like maybe 30 or 40. But I didn't find one. But like I said, the game is really good and it's definitely worth it. I'm still like, again, my only game that I have right now is just Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Because most majority of the Switch's games right now are like $60. I don't have that money, but I will have that money if you guys keep continuing supporting me, letting me know how you guys feel about the podcast, and, you know, speaking up and like leaving, you know, messaging me and stuff like that. But other than that, just want to thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast. Just wanted to let you guys know where I'm at, where I'm in this game. If you guys didn't know that I was in the game, I'm playing it currently. Give me advice, let me know. But thank you guys. But other than that, peace.